And hello, 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 and welcome back. You are listening to Water Fire Ignites Rhode Island. I am your host, Bronwyn Dannenfelter, and I'm here with my co-host and my boss and one of my favorite people, Mr. Barnaby Evans, who is the creator of Water Fire and the artistic director of Water Fire, and who comes up with all these amazing ideas so that every time you come, it's a little bit different and we celebrate wonderful things. So we just got off the phone talking to Rose Weaver, because this weekend we're doing something, again, very special, which, Barnaby, I'm going to let you explain very quickly before we bring Mr. Bob Burke, the one and only, on the line with us.
Well, July 9th is our closest date to July 14th, which is, of course, Best Steel Day, which we'll be discussing with Bob. But we took the occasion to be able to cooperate with the nation of France to honor a World War II vet by the name of Ernest Courvesy, which we're really excited about. And he is being awarded by the nation of France a knighthood in the Legion of Honor, when that will be bestowed upon him at sunset this coming Saturday on July 9th. And it's a great privilege for us to be able to participate in that. Rose Weaver will be singing, and Bob Burke will be there in an official capacity. We'll discuss in a moment, but I did want to repeat something we mentioned before, that if you have a World War II vet in your family who served in France, please email me at barnaby@waterfire.org, and we'll let you know how you might be able to participate in Bastille Day next year. It's something we'd love to do. I have two vets in my family, both of whom served in World War II, and both are healthy and well, but neither of them served in France. So,
well, but there are not a lot of World War II veterans left, because I know this when we do the salute to veterans, we always try to get everybody down to that beautiful World War II memorial in the park. But I'm so excited that, you know, Rose Weaver is going to be there and Bob Burke is going to be there. And, you know, Rosie was just talking about this great event that's going to be happening at Potiphar after. But Bob Burke, are you there on the line?
I sure am, Bronwyn. Bonjour.
Bonjour, monsieur. How are you doing?
Fantastic. We're really excited about the events this weekend.
Well, so, all right, you are the history buff when it comes to Bastille Day, and can you give us a little bit of a background?
Sure. You know, Bastille Day is the July 4th celebration.
14th.
Really, for the people of France. It comes 10 days later, but of course, this great spirit of freedom that was inspiring people back in the 1700s, it wasn't limited only to the colonies here in America. The French people were rising in revolution and overthrowing a lot of the institutions that existed in France. So we really go back, you know, like friends who were born on the same block or something. Our friendship started very early, and France is America's oldest ally.
And you're kind of in love with France, obviously, because you own a restaurant called Pot au Feu, which, if anybody hasn't been there, you really need to stop in. What made you fall so in love with French food and just French culture in general, Bob?
Well, I think there's an awful lot of our traditions that are shared traditions, and as we will be celebrating the Bastille Day, and I'm so happy that Barnaby and everyone at Water Fire is paying attention to this. And one of the reasons that it's really wonderful is the fact that, in particular, Ernie Courvesy, from Rhode Island, was part of the first wave at Omaha Beach, and that invasion of Normandy is what really made the difference in turning World War II in the favor of the Allies. And what's interesting, especially for us in Rhode Island, is that back in the American Revolution, we really needed help from our allies. Mm-hmm. And France was the one that really stepped up, sent thousands of troops, and the place that they landed was right here in Rhode Island. So Rhode Island is, in effect, the Normandy of the American Revolution. We are where the French forces came to help us in our battle, and later we would go to Normandy and storm those beaches in order to help the French in World War II.
Exactly. And it's, you know, a return. And in fact, in World War I, we also were there, And there was that famous volunteer Air Force brigade that went to fight in France as a direct reference back to Rochambeau and Lafayette's being there for the creation of the American nation. It was a very idealized group of volunteers who went across.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, so this fraternity, these lovers of freedom, go back so far to the birth of both of our nations. And that, I think, is what is great about celebrating this weekend, and in particular to have the person of Ernie Carvasi. And anybody who wants to know a little bit more about what this man is made of, there's a wonderful YouTube video. And all you have to do is put in the words Ernie Carvasi. And if you go to YouTube and search for that, it's a relatively short, it's about 5 minute long video. Incredibly moving, and I hope any of our listeners who are near a computer can take a look at that, and they'll really understand why this man deserves this incredible honor from the French government. So the Consul General of France will be coming to Providence, thanks to Barnaby Evans, who pointed out to this gentleman and the French bureaucracy how really significant this award is and how deserving this fellow is to get it. And I really want to let everybody know that this would not have happened on the timetable that it did without Barnaby's efforts. Barnaby really contacted a lot of people. He was already up for the award, but it's really Barnaby who got the ball rolling and got it in time that this is something that will happen in this man's lifetime, because, as you said, we're losing so many of the veterans.
We are, and, you know, it's so important for all of us to take that opportunity to sort of recognize what's the important role of not just Ernie Carvasi, but everyone who served in World War II. It was a tremendous effort and vitally important to our nation.
Yeah, and, you know, I know that people may not be aware, but I had also served on the World War II Memorial Commission, and I'm always so gratified to see the wonderful things that WaterFire does to bring attention to that memorial, and all of us on the commission are really, really thankful that it's not a memorial that just sits there and has no interaction. And the names of over 2,500 Rhode Islanders who gave their lives in World War II are inscribed there. And I love to see people go. Fortunately, they're in alphabetical order. And I love to see people go and search for the name of a relative, of a grandfather or a great-grandfather or grandmother who served and made the ultimate sacrifice. People are very moved when they see that. It's incredible when they realize that it's a member of their own family that's inscribed there, and it will always be there in their honor for what they did in World War II. So it's, and the fact that WaterFire leads people over and lights it, does the luminaria,
you know,
it's so fantastic.
Bob, I agree with you. That whole, it's well worth visiting. It's fascinating to read the messages that people leave. And as Ernie would be the first to say, not everyone made it back home. And we will be laying a wreath at the World War II Memorial following this ceremony. You know, this is a vital part of the American nation's freedom. We very likely would not be here without the three interventions we were talking about, the American Revolution, World War I, and World War II.
Yeah, and I'm especially excited because I am one of the few people in North America who has ever been certified by Moët de Chandon, the great champagne house, to carry on a tradition that started back in Napoleon's armies of slicing champagne bottles open with swords.
With a saber, I believe, technically.
That's right.
A saber, right. And you mentioned this because we are delighted that you will be sabering a bottle of Moët Chandon champagne in the middle of Water Place Basin as part of the ceremony as we honor Ernie Carvasi. So
it's going to be so much fun, and I can't tell you how often people say, when can I see that? You know, they've heard of it. And when can I see that happen? And, of course, to be able to do this for the incredible crowd that will be coming for WaterFire is just such an honor. And I truly feel honored to be able. I've done this for many important occasions, for people's promotions and people's weddings. And lots of important things in their lives, but I can't think of anything that's more important than Miss Barnaby, and I'm so complimented and honored to have been asked to savor champagne for this.
Bob, we're delighted you're going to be there, and stay on because we'll continue right after this break, but we're very, very pleased to have you here.
Thank you.